from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. On the show, we like to bridge the gap between what happens on the field and what happens in the front office. Coming up on today's show, we just have several little pieces of news I want to talk about without going into too much detail into any of them, and that's kind of what we'll do throughout the rest of the week. We also expect to have some news here later today that we don't yet have today that we'll probably talk about a lot tomorrow, and that news is related to the qualifying offer. So today at 2 p.m. Pacific, I believe, is the deadline for teams to extend the qualifying offer to their eligible free agent players. So for the Giants, the guys who are under consideration here are Madison Bumgarner and Will Smith. Madison Bumgarner is pretty much a no-brainer here to be extended a qualifying offer, which is set at $17.8 million here in 2019. We've talked a lot about the qualifying offer and how it works, so I won't go into all of that now, but Madison Bumgarner very likely to receive the qualifying offer and reject it, thus becoming a free agent, and then if he signs with a team other than the Giants will get basically a third-round draft pick in return. It's a little more complicated than that, but that's the gist of it. Now, Will Smith is where it gets a lot more interesting because I think it's a question as to whether or not the Giants will elect to offer him the qualifying offer. I have said for months now that I think they will offer it to him, and he is a candidate to actually accept the qualifying offer. And there have not been many of those since this qualifying offer was introduced in 2012. So after last season, 80 people had been extended the qualifying offer, 80 players, and only six had accepted. So that's just 7.5% of players who were offered the qualifying offer accepted it. And there's a reason for that. Teams generally offer it to guys they expect to leave in free agency because they want to get compensated if those guys don't sign with them. It makes all the sense in the world. So Will Smith is just interesting because maybe he's not worth that high of an average annual value, but for 1 year, it actually might benefit both sides. So the question is, will they offer it to him? And then the second question is, will he accept it? Because he could possibly do better in free agency, but perhaps he could also get that next year after accepting a really high average annual value at almost $19 million in 2020. So anyway, that's the question here, and we'll have those answers, at least as to whether or not the Giants extended the offer to those two later today. And then the players have 10 days to decide whether or not to accept. And during those 10 days, they can engage with other teams to kind of get a preliminary sense of the market for them. So we'll talk all about that probably tomorrow. And then, of course, if and when those decisions come through. But for now, we don't know. And the other piece of news here to talk about in the first half, there are two. And the first is that, according to Kerry Crowley and other reporters, Tony Watson has chosen to exercise his player option for 2020. So this is a bit of a surprise. Part of the reason it was a surprise is because we weren't getting clear information about the value of the 2020 option. It was a confusing contract that Tony Watson signed with all sorts of escalators and incentives. So the reported figure by a lot of outlets was $2 or $2.5 million for the option. But actually, it turns out it's closer to $7 million in 2020. So it was really like a $7 million player option. So I think that makes a lot more sense that Tony Watson elected to opt in there. This will be the last year of his contract. He is coming back for $7 million. And 2019 was a down season for Tony Watson after a really fantastic 2018 season. And of course, Watson also ended the 2019 season on the injured list, breaking his wrist on that tag play. I think it was in St. Louis. So I don't hate the move for either side. I think it, you know, Tony Watson figures to probably rebound a little bit coming off pretty much a career worst season, 417 ERA with peripherals that were even higher up near five. So really not a good year for him. But, you know, he's been a really solid relief pitcher in his career, and I think there's not very much risk there at $7 million for 1 year. So it provides a little bit of stability for the Giants and their bullpen, which has had a lot of turnover due to pretty much the 2019 trade deadline when they traded away several key guys. But in other news, now shifting to our next topic and last topic here for the first half, just kind of a proper segue is that Sam Dyson and Joe Panik were each outrighted by their teams. They passed them through waivers and attempted to stash them in the minors, but both players could reject that assignment and elect free agency, and both did. So it's a very disappointing end to the Minnesota era for Sam Dyson, because they gave up a lot to get him, planning to keep him next year, but he had shoulder surgery and will likely miss much, if not all, of 2020. So it's a very disappointing turn for them. And for Dyson, so Sam Dyson is now a free agent, and the same exact thing happened with Joe Panik. They weren't going to tender him a contract, which was projected to come in through arbitration at north of $5 million, so they elected to just let him go, and he is a free agent now. So kind of the key point there is, like, Giants fans who may have been upset about the Giants getting rid of Joe Panik, just goes to show you what the rest of the league has in mind here with him not being able to catch on with another organization as well for a very modest projected salary. So, you know, he can probably be signed for much cheaper than the $5 million he was projected to make in arbitration, but I still don't really think he's a good fit on the Giants. So we wish both of these two guys luck on the open market. I'm sure there will be someone who would be interested. You know, Dyson is just all about the injury, and Panik, for a much cheaper salary, I think he'd be worth taking a shot on. So anyway, coming up in the second half of the show, we have a couple of updates to the Giants managerial search. Things are not as clear as they may have seemed, evidently. So we'll provide those updates and then talk about a Bruce Bochy update as well. So that's all coming up next. But first, we talk about baseball performance all the time on this show, but what about performance in the bedroom? That's right. BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew is the first chewable with the same active FDA-approved ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know that they work. They can be taken anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Yes, I actually know someone who has tried this product, and they have extremely positive things to report about its effectiveness. The best part about Blue Chew is that it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, so there's no more visit to the doctor's office, waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness around this topic. Blue Chew is made in the United States and prepares and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit www.bluechew.com and get your first shipment free when you use special promo code MLB. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code MLB. And try it, it's free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, as promised here in the second half of the show, just want to talk about the Giants managerial search, a couple of twists here over the weekend, and then Bruce Bochy clarifying the statements he made about wanting to return to being a manager after taking a year off in 2020. So the first couple of bombshells here come from Craig Mish and John Shea. Craig Mish of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network says, per source, a new candidate has emerged in the San Francisco Giants' search for a new manager, Los Angeles Dodgers field coordinator Clayton McCullough. So this was on Halloween that Mish tweeted this out. I guess I missed it late last week. Or I saw it and I thought it was about their search for a GM, but upon reading it more carefully, he's talking about another managerial candidate. So this tells me we don't necessarily know who these candidates are, who they interviewed, and who's a finalist. Because this is a name we hadn't even heard mentioned, and just late last week, talking about a guy who's still alive, someone we never even heard about interviewing in the first place. So I'm kind of retracting my statement about expecting this to be finalized relatively shortly. I think if we look back at that Andy Baggerly article about what Dave Roberts went through before he was finally selected to be the manager of the Dodgers. He said it was a long process, and we could look back and see exactly when they hired Dave Roberts, but I recall it was not fast. And the Mets just signed Carlos Beltran to be their manager, so only the Pirates are now looking for a new manager along with the Giants, and there's really no overlap except for maybe Matt Quatraro, the Rays bench coach. Joe Espada has said he's not interviewing with the Pirates again. So the Giants can have their pick unless these two teams somehow fight it out over Matt Quatraro. But I do think the Giants opening is probably way more attractive than the Pirates opening at this point in time. So that leads us to our next twist in this search, which is that John Shea reported that Matt Quatraro is still in the running for the Giants managerial opening. And this was after we heard that the finalists were just Kapler, Grifol, and Espada. So now, for all we know, there's two extra guys at least in Quatraro and McCullough. So really, I don't know what we know at this point, but let's just continue to monitor. And really, until we have an announcement from the Giants, all of this has just been sources kind of saying what they think, but we haven't actually heard anything concrete. So, of course, we'll continue to provide any and all updates all along the way. I also heard that the Giants expected to have another round of interviews with their finalists who were interviewing last week as well, this week. So who knows what's going on and when we're going to actually get some answers here. But the last piece of news for today is that Bruce Bochy appeared on the Tim Kawakami show, the TK show on The Athletic, and clarified his comments that he made on that interview with Mad Dog Christopher Russo on Sirius XM when Bochy said he'd love to have one more shot at managing. So Bochy said he was just kind of messing around with Mad Dog there, and that he was basically saying he was watching the postseason and it got his juices flowing, and he said he'd love to have one more shot, and he was kind of joking when he said that he was just taking a sabbatical in 2020 and that he would want to return in 2021. So he said this was even news to his wife, who called him and said, "What? You're managing again?" So I kind of do take him seriously that these may have been offhand comments. That being said, he doesn't sound like he's fully committed to not managing in the future. But he also just really clarified on that show with Tim Kawakami that he was not pushed out at all. It was 100% a decision he made because he didn't want to have to deal with the awkward situation that he would put the front office and ownership in if he just was still there, despite them attempting to go in another direction with their new president of baseball operations and just the transition that is happening with the Giants. He just decided he was done here in San Francisco. So if he ever comes back, it's because he wanted to close the chapter here, and he was ready to move on, retire, potentially move on to another team someday. But it was all Bochy, and we have to take his word for it. If you doubt that at all, go ahead and listen to the Tim Kawakami show with Bochy, and you'll see for yourself. There's a lot of good nuggets in there, so we may talk about some more stuff that he said at some point later on this week. Anyway, that was a lot to jam into one episode. We'll probably try to break it down in more detail throughout the week, as well as provide any new updates that may come up this week as well. So remember, to get this show every single weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter, at Ben Kaspic with a K. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.